In today's digital landscape, providing your company security isn't just important, it's essential for growth. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the automated trust management platform that helps your business achieve and maintain compliance across over 35 security frameworks, including SOC 2, ISO 27001, and HIPAA. By streamlining security processes and automating compliance workflows, Vanta gets companies audit-ready fast while providing continuous monitoring as they scale. Fast-growing startups like LangChain, Writer, and Cursor have already trusted Vanta to building their security foundation from the start. With deep integrations and AI-powered automation, Vanta helps teams complete security questionnaires up to 5 times faster, turning compliance from a roadblock into a growth driver. Go to vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 and join over 10,000 ambitious companies already scaling with Vanta. That's vanta.com/Wondery to save $1,000 for a limited time.
Indeed is the ultimate solution for your hiring needs. Their sponsored jobs feature helps you stand out and hire fast, with job posts jumping to the top of the page for relevant candidates. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs receive 45% more applications than non-sponsored ones. There are no monthly subscriptions or long-term contracts. You only pay for results. Amazingly, 23 hires are made on Indeed worldwide every minute. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed, and listeners of this show will get a £100 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WonderyUK. Just go to Indeed.com/WonderyUK right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WonderyUK. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie, and that is little Benuni Tunes Mandelker over there. Hi Ben, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you doing?
Good, hon. Welcome to your life.
Thank you so much.
What's everybody going on? We are on Crappens on Demand today, as we are every day these days. So if you want things on video, you can find that over at Patreon. If you want our bonus episodes, this week's episode is going to be a Real Housewives of Salt Lake City trailer trash, which is where we trash a trailer for 10 hours at a time. So that's going to be really fun. So join us over at Patreon. Also, Mondays, we do things now. So some Mondays, every 2 Mondays, we do Crappy Hour, which is our live show talking to you guys about Bravo news. And then every other week, we do Amazon Lives at 4 p.m. Pacific over at Amazon Live. You can find, that's going to be this coming Monday, by the way, the 18th. You can find info in our Instagram page, and we post links there every week. So just check our Instagram, Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie Karam. That's Ben Mandelker on Instagram. Okay, give us a follow. So there's that. And then what's the other thing? I think that's it for now, right?
Sure. I don't remember. You know what? Like, I don't remember. We watched 2 Housewives shows last night, and they were both amazing. So it's just, I'm just astounded that I have any functionality left, because I feel like I was flattened by them because they were so fun. And
they were so good. They were both so good, and the SLC trailer. Okay, but before we start, I have some personal stuff I need to talk about. So I am in Los Angeles right now. This is my front door in Texas. Okay, it's my Texas
door. Got it.
Some guy showed up today, rang the doorbell, so of course I got the thing. Can I tell you, this guy is adorable. I didn't get his face. Well, that's probably good. You're not supposed to show random people's faces, right? Okay, so we don't get his face. Trust me, he's hot. I was like, what is this person doing at my door? I'm assuming selling something, because he's wearing like a shirt with brands on it. But then he like picked something up at the door and walked off. And I was like, what did he pick up? Like, did I have a package? Is he stealing a package? So now I'm showing you, it's a bowl on a plate on a tray. Do you see this? It's a bowl on a plate on a tray, and it looks like cheesecake. Is it cheesecake? But now that I look at it, I can't believe I'm calling this person. It's food. It's food. And I'm looking and, but now I'm saying he's hot. But now that I'm looking, I'm wondering if it's the neighbor's son who's now a teenager and I'm calling some teenager hot. I'm so sorry if I sound like a pedo. I'm not a pedo. But now that I've made it this big, I'm like, maybe that's the neighbor's son.
So anyway, maybe the neighbor dropped off cheesecake for you to be like, hey, Ronnie, we made cheesecake. Do you want to have a piece? And then you never answered the doors that went and retrieved it.
Oh, well, that makes this all much less exciting. I thought a hot person showed up at my door with cheesecake. Now it's just the neighbor's son making me taste his dad's. Get the fuck off my doorstep. I'm on GLP-1s. What are you thinking? What kind of neighbor are you? Send over a hot person in a thong with that. How dare you? I'm going to have those. I'm calling the HOA.
HOATOGO.
Well, I'm actually really glad I brought this up with you because I was going to spend the whole day like, oh my God, someone's in love with me. Some hottie just showed up with cheesecake. Fucking neighbors.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's always very exciting when there's like a hot delivery person. There once was like a Postmate who was so hot. I like took a picture. I was like, Dom, look at this person who came and delivered a burrito today. And I have it somewhere. I have the screenshot somewhere. I wish I don't know. Maybe it's in the Ring archive somewhere. Cause he was like hot and he knew he was like in a tank top and he like smiled at the Ring cam. And I was like, you know what you're doing.
Yeah. He's like, hey, possibly the house of Steven Spielberg. I'm available for acting.
That's right. Like Steven Spielberg, who now lives in a townhouse. Anyway, the point is, whatever it was that you were supposed to add to the intro, I don't remember what it was. I just received my coffee from Starbucks because my French press broke this morning, and by it broke, I dropped it. So I'm like, I'm ramping up with the coffee right now. I have to say, this episode of Orange County was so good. It was so good. Even Gina had a good moment. Was it just last week where I was ranting about how every single season I'm like, oh, can we just get rid of Gina? And then she does something good. And I say, you know what? She's earned her keep. I'm refusing to do that this time. But good God, she was really good last night. I was shocked.
I don't know if she's earned her keep because it's years and years and
she
years
has not earned her keep.
But
I'm not giving her the keep.
She's earned my respect for at least an episode because, yeah, last week on Crappy Hour, I think we both went completely off on Gina and Emily. And now, you know, look at Gina. I was very impressed.
Look at Gina.
You know, you have to give credit where credit is due. Does she make me crazy? Sure. Will I say it every day still? Sure. But give credit where it's due. She is due credit. Very nicely done, Gina. I'm proud of you. Keep that energy. Keep the energy.
She really, it was like a different
change the weave thing. And keep the energy. You know what I mean?
I feel like we've never really seen the side of her where she basically was like, she came in authoritatively and was like, you are not allowed to do this at my table, which may explain because last night I definitely had a dream where I was at a party and there was a terrible gay there and he was being so mean to me, but I was like, I don't care about this gay. And I was sitting at a table with a bunch of people and they're like, you just have to get to know him. And I told him off in front of the entire table. I forget what I said. It was also such a good tell off. I was like, I became Gina in my dream. And I was like, you know what? Go fuck yourself. I mean, it was more than that because that's very basic, but it was so good. And I wonder, did Gina incept me? Should I be alarmed?
I'm over here like, was the terrible gay me? The dream.
No.
Because I dressed like I got told off by somebody at a dinner party. So I think I might have intercepted you.
No, this was like a...
Like, Ben, just like you'll floppy. Get used to him. You'll get used to him. I do a podcast with him every day for 13 years. I'm used to him.
This guy was like a floppy gay with like a scarf and was just like giving me evil eyes, was just being so mean to me. And then I was like, you think that you... I can't even do it in real life. I don't even...
A floppy gay with a scarf.
It was terrible. And I told him off. I was like, this is my table. You came in here with your one eye closed and you're sloshed.
You are being rude. You're being rude right now, Tamara. Okay.
You're sloshed. And I also have to say, okay, Listen, we talked about it. Gretchen Rossi, bad tweets, bad social media. I am compartmentalizing. I'm telling you this all right now. I'm compartmentalizing. You can come at me however you want. Gretchen was fucking great this episode, too.
She was, too.
Okay. She you can was come at too. Me. I don't care. Because guess what? Gretchen's the one whose tweets we found. We all know half, three quarters of the Real Housewives are not aligned. I will say they're not aligned with me politically, okay? And I cannot go on a witch hunt every single time, okay? I've just accepted it and I'm moving on. Gretchen was fucking great this episode. And she had a moment, which we're going to get to, and you know the moment that it is, that when she said that one thing, I was watching, I literally went like this, whoa!
Yeah. Well, listen, I've always said, Gretchen, if you come for Tamara as hard as you come for a trans and gay rights, you're going to do well, you know? And she did. She did. So...
She did.
Also, there's a difference between disagreeing with someone politically and being pissed that someone is liking the hateful shit that she's liking. So, you know, I can disagree with people politically, but that's a little different. You know, fuck.
I was saying it politely to be like, you know, these people, so many of them have liked and supported causes that are in cross purposes to like, the rights that I support, that people, I believe, yes. should have. So, I'm accepting that, but I'm also like, though I'm still embracing my entertainment. I'm embracing my stories, yeah. and
well, you listen. Even people we don't like can do well, and I think it's important to be able to when we do this show to be able to say, even our favorites are wrong sometimes, and even our villains are right. Sometimes. And this time our villains were right. I mean, I was like, yes, Matt, go. You go, girls. Yeah. So let's
Matt go.
Matt go, girl.
You Matt go, girl.
So here we go. We start at dinner. At the end of dinner in New Orleans, the dinner where Heather got coffee bukkake'd by Joe the waiter and there was some ghost. That was such a fun dinner, wasn't it, ladies? That was very, very fun. And I was like, that was so fun, yeah. Sam's like, is this some bourbon? Listen, can I drink this street? Can I drink this street?
She just up against the wall, just trying to drink the wall. So they're walking down Bourbon Street, which, you know, Heather hates, because the truth is, I think anyone over a certain age, maybe I'm going to say 24, hates Bourbon Street. And especially if you are like a fancy schmancy person like Heather DeBro, you are not into Bourbon Street.
No.
She's doing her like poor person, fun, down for everything. I held pizza on the street once in New York persona. She's like, oh, look at this. It's a hurricane. It's a beverage in a tall glass. This is hilarious. And you get to keep the glass as a souvenir. And when you go home, you can beat your maid with it. Fun. Fun.
Fun. I was traumatized on Bourbon Street when we were in New Orleans. We were there at like 3 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
People were so wasted, including us. We'd been walking around and parading all day, and we were with a group of friends. And we went to this place. It was packed full of people. I mean, it really was biblical.
Harold's.
Like, it was just like biblical Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, I don't know. It was like demons with drunk, you know, crazy demons everywhere is what I was seeing. And this one guy was standing. He was like obviously cracked out of his mind, kind of dancing. And he was like, I miss my mom. Like he came right up to me and went, I miss my mom. And just drunkenly, I was like, call her. You know, anyway, no! And he like came for me with his eyes satanic, like raging at me. He was like, ah! Like a demon from hell. And I barely got away. I was traumatized. I mean, yeah. And then they tried not to seat our party. And then I let them have it. I pulled a Gina. I was like, you will not be rude to my party. And then they sat us and everyone was like, Jesus, you were so nice 15 minutes ago. I was like,
the crazy part
Street
is-
did something to me.
That guy who like went demonic on you. He was actually on the news a few months ago. He was like, I just saw Heather Dubrow on Bourbon Street and I am traumatized.
Heather actually scared everybody scary off Bourbon Street. It's safe now, guys. It's totally safe for Ronnie.
Yeah, no, we went to that. We went to that restaurant. And I remember there was someone at our table who made a scene. Do you remember that?
Me.
It was a girl. They're like, they did not have a certain, like, they didn't have like a shrimp, and she was so mean to the waiter. And I was,
really?
And there were drunk people. Yes. It was something like that. And there were drunk people everywhere. It was chaotic. It was so wild.
That was such a fun crazy night. Yeah, it was.
It wasn't your friend. It wasn't your friend, by the way. It was someone else entirely.
Oh, no, that friend is Robin, is that girl. And she's so chill. She would never.
She was great. I loved her.
She was really
But it wasn't
cool.
her. There was just some other person at our table. I don't know how they're.
We ended up with all these people because it was a parade day and Robin knows she lives there. So she knows all these people. She was taking us like from house to house. Remember, we were going like house party along the parade route. So we got to go into all these cool New Orleans places looking over the parade. We met all these crazy New Orleans people.
Oh my God,
people.
It was such an amazing night.
Yeah, it was. And so we ended up with this big ragtag group at the end. We had no idea who anybody was.
It was wandering the streets.
That was
We were fun. Basically like doing Heather Dubrow before Heather Dubrow was doing Heather Dubrow. So so Heather is like just pretending like she's not absolutely repulsed by everything going on the streets. And it's just like total chaos everywhere. And then like some people wind up on a balcony. So we have Emily, Gina, and Tamara and Katie are on a balcony. And this is like one of these things where we're seeing them having activities, but this is also a previously on the Real Housewives thing. So there's like lots of flashbacks interspersed with their chatter.
Yes. Yeah, so Gina's like, so how are you feeling about Shannon? Because I feel like it's good. It's good, me. And Tamara's like, well, And then we see flashbacks of, you know, all this stuff. Like, how could Shannon throw away our friendship? And Shannon being like, just because I hugged Tamara doesn't negate all of the attacks. And all this good stuff. And then we see the attacks, like Tamara calling Shannon an alcoholic and a drunk and a stupid person. And then we go back to the present. And Emily's like, they're not good. They're just coexisting. And
Katie's saying how like, oh, well, Shannon just hates me now. So it's taking it off of you, Tamara. She's like, yeah,
she does hate you.
And then we see a flashback to the party where Shannon goes, how dare you record me? That girl is worse than Alexis Bellino. She is worse than Earl the Pearl. And he doesn't even eat vegetables. Worse than Tamara Judge. Well, we are done. We are done.
Well, one thing I know about Shannon, she gets upset about something and she'll hold on to it forever, forever, forever.
That's also because you tend to get in her ear and restoke the fires of her rage every single time.
I love that Tamara's like, oh my God, she got mad about one little thing and she's still mad. You chased her around calling her a stupid drunk all season. You never let up all season. She's like, what'd
I do? Why are you mad at me?
Tamara, who like ridiculed Shannon to her face and called her an alcoholic a million times, is now like, ugh, whatever. And then meanwhile, it's like, Katie, you like had an interaction with a blogger, which, by the way, I found out about by interacting with other bloggers. How dare you? Like, that's the thing that actually bothers her the most.
Yeah.
I just heard from some sources who type a lot on the internet.
Yeah, your sources are totally bloggers for sure. So Emily's like, well, I don't like her dictating Jen's relationship with you. That's for sure, because Katie shouldn't have any say in that.
And Tamara's like, yeah, I don't like that.
No, she's not dictating Jen's relationship with anybody. Jen hates Tamara because Tamara is horrible to Jen and always has been and is currently passing around fatty photos.
The fatty photos are
back. So fat, Walgreens couldn't even print them. They needed to get a bigger printer.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And then we see a flashback of Shannon, Jen saying, well, Shannon told me you better not roll on me. And I said, well, I mean, why would I ever do that? I can just walk over you instead. And she said, no, I mean, that's a metaphor. And I said, I'm not following. So then we go back to the present and Gina's like, you know what, with Gretchen at least, like, she seems like reasonable and like she wants to like move forward with you, Tamara. And we see like a flashback of Gretchen saying that she's been praying about it and she's been asking God to change her heart on the subject, and God said, new number, who dis?
Yeah. If you were really praying and God was really listening right now, God would say, why are you wearing a bow in your head? You're 50. Take the bow out of your head. Okay, baby Jane, take it out of your head. You look like a baby trying to be Jackie Onassis and baby Jane at the same time. Stop it. Change.
God's like, if I wanted to have you have a change of heart about Tamara, I would have done it many years ago. I made you come back on this show for a reason. Like, God's like, I got something to do on Thursdays at 8 o'clock. So get to it.
God like, does not lead my shows. People do it. To go on Real Housewives. He just doesn't. I'm sorry.
Did you say... Did you say God does not need people to go on Real Housewives?
He does not lead people. God's not like, you know, here's how you're going to fulfill my plan. Go on to television with bows. That'll stop everything bad in the world. You know? No.
No, God does not. Although you don't tell Whitney Rose that.
Because you know who'd made the Real Housewives? The Lord did.
I can't. So Gina's like, yeah, she's reasonable. Gretchen prayed. So then we see flashbacks between Tamara and Gretchen fighting. And Emily's like, well, you're working on yourself, Tamara. You're going to therapy. I mean, just prove for people that you can be different. That's all you really need. Oh, my God, look what I've got in my purse. A beignet. This is hilarious, America.
So now we're in the hotel and Gina, there's a train going by and Gina's like, hi, she's waving to the train, which I don't know. I feel like there's a metaphor in there somewhere. Like Gina just like waving at some inanimate object and barreling beyond her.
Gina's like, guys, I heard about a puppy parade. It's basically something we should get involved in because it's like a parade that's full of dogs that Dorit had returned to a kill shelter.
Yeah, it's a puppy parade. And then we, there's someone named Robin on the phone, or Barkus. The organization is called Barkus. Which reminds me a lot of the Workus twins. It's like, imagine a Workus parade.
Carl, just Carl,
like
both Carl, twins. Carl, 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 Carl. But they're dogs. It's all the dogs. Carl, Carl, Carl,
the Barkus
Carl,
twins.
Carl, Carl, Carl.
So this lady's like, we're not just a puppy parade. We're one of the biggest dog parades on earth. I'm like, okay, Robin, you need to.
Okay, Rob. Okay. Okay,
relax, Robin.
Okay, get sorry to offend you. She's...
She needs a little bit of a hobby here.
We're so, not just a puppy parade. We're a lifestyle.
We are the not only just a puppy parade, not even just a dog parade. We are the biggest parade in America. Okay, Robin, you just need to settle down here. Okay.
Robin's really into that puppy parade. And Emily's like, well, I have three dogs. I should be in a puppy parade. We want to do it. And Robin's like, we would love to have you. Welcome. The biggest parade in the world with really no criteria to reach to be in the parade. Just call us on a random parade day and join us.
Yeah. So then Jen, Gina, and Gretchen and Heather get on a trolley and they're just loving it. And Heather's like, so where are we going? Also, does anyone know, does this trolley have another level up maybe with bar service? Just wanted to know. No. Okay.
Is there service on this trolley? Because mama could use a little drink. We're going to go to the French market and then there's a dog parade.
And so Gina decided that today is the day that she wants to have some fun because, you know, every other day in vacation, you plan to be utter hell. And so she's strategically chosen to have my very mentally tough friend, Emily, take one for the team and go with the troublemakers.
I'm going to have like a little fun at lunch and I'll see you at dinner, bitches. Good luck.
So the troublemakers are Katie, Tamara, and Shannon. Also known as the people that are the most entertaining on the show, I'd like to add. And then, well, maybe not Katie.
I sent all the ratings to the other trolley.
Yeah, exactly. So then they're in a car and they're talking about, I guess, last night. And Tamara's like, Shannon, any bruises from falling off the cock? And we see that last night they were riding a mechanical bull, and the bull was called a cock, which doesn't really make sense because cocks are roosters, but maybe it was a mechanical rooster that she fell off of. I don't know, but they're very excited to say cock a bunch of times.
I looked up bull cock and it says bull penis walking canes. So I don't know. That's something you can buy, guys. I tried bull's penis, so you don't have to. Oh, actually, that's on Real Housewives of Miami, I think. They actually do that. Bull penis canes. So there's a cane that's shaped like a bull penis that you could buy. Oh, so that's okay. Something. So I'd like to thank Shannon for bringing that into my life. But yeah, Shannon falls off. And then we see Katie alone in a car, which I feel like is going to be the rest of Katie's season, talking to Matt on the phone. And she's like, so I just had it out with Shannon. Like, I mean, we're supposed to go to Cafe Du Monde, and Shannon walked in and she's like, I'm not going if she's going. And so we see this happen. And Shannon's like, I'm not comfortable right now, and I will not be around you, and I'm not going if Katie's going. I don't care if there are donuts. I'll go somewhere. Wait, donuts, you're right. Right? Okay, Katie, you're going somewhere else. Okay, you're not coming to the donut.
Okay, I would like to take a vote on whether or not Katie should come with us. If all in favor, say Ben Yay. And all again say Ben Nay. Okay. Ben Yay's win. Katie, you're out. So I love that, like, God forbid that Shannon like eats a small fried square of bread with powdered sugar in the presence of Katie. She's like, I do not feel comfortable whatsoever, because she may record me with powdered sugar all over my face, and that would be mortifying. So Katie's like, whatever. I don't need to get this beignet here.
Yeah, she's like, I wasn't going to eat that anyway. So you've got Shannon, who refuses to talk to Katie for recording her, but Shannon's totally fine with hanging out with Tamara, who told every blogger on earth about Shannon being an alcoholic, and then got threatened pictures from Alexis Bellino's phone against Shannon. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Shannon's priorities are a little odd, I have to say. Yeah.
So Katie's basically telling Matt, like, whatever, I'm going to go with the other group of girls. And she's like, and Katie even says basically what you just said. She goes, I mean, you've been around Alexis, who is suing you with her boyfriend for $75,000, and I can't eat a goddamn beignet with you? Give me a break. So then we go back to the trolley, and Jen's asking Gretchen, everyone, how they felt about last night. And Gina's like, you know, it was so good to have a night where it was, like, fun. But, like, you know, like, I spent a lot of time hearing your frustrations, Jen. Like, and now your frustrations and everything, Gretchen. And, like, are we ever going to address any of those things, you know?
Yeah, because Gina is going to make sure, while she's saying she wants to have the fun bus for the day, she's also like, but you're still going to fight with Tamara later, right? Okay, we've all got that. That's still on the agenda, right? And Heather says, well, you know, Tamara said, you know, were you not in the room when she said she really wanted to talk to you? I mean, Tamara is trying. Tamara is a good person now. Oh, just, I know Tamara's been terrible. I know, but underneath it all, she's a good, good toaster. And then we see a flashback to Emily saying they need to have a sit down, and Tamara saying, okay. That's
all it was.
Yeah. For Tamara being a good person.
Tamara can't wait to make up with you. Everything is water under the bridge. 12 years ago, she said, I cannot wait to make up with Gretchen. And then the flashback. Do you want to meet up with Gretchen?
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, understated.
You have to be friends with her now because she's in a very emotional state because of Toddy. Okay.
Who's that? Toddy?
I'm not Toddy, sure. Her little friend that she does the radio cast thing with on the YouTube. Oh,
you mean Teddy? Teddy Mellencamp?
I don't know who you're talking about. She's a lady. I think she hurt her ankle or something. Tamara's very upset about it. Something about trying to go up some stairs. I don't know.
I don't know who this woman is, but I did get her address, and I sent her a bowl, and I said, here, you can send this to Nobu and see what it feels like to be a wealthy person. Enjoy.
I don't know who she is. Sounds poor. Can Tamara catch a break, guys? So Gina's like, well, I mean, it seems like a good opportunity to make some progress. So Gretchen's like, well, I'm trying to be optimistic about a possible reconciliation with Tamara, but the Bible is very clear because there's a commandment to forgive. So basically, this is a biblical moment I'm going to have with Tamara.
Oh, God, you are so phony with your fucking Bible every 2 seconds. Give me a break. You married Slade, first Slade. Of all. Who was terrible. And speaking of people being right, you know, terrible people being right, Tamara wasn't really completely wrong about you and Slade. So no. I don't want to really hear about all of that when you have that history with Slade and his son, ma'am. Keep it to yourself.
So the trolley arrives at the French Market and Heather's like, ooh, should we get a drink? Look, there's maids everywhere to bring us something. It's like, those are people shopping at the market. I'm not sure I understand. People voluntarily go and just shop for the groceries for their employers.
I was hoping that this is where I could purchase some French people. They're very, very good at setting out cutlery.
So Gina wants to get a strawberry smoothie and Heather's like, ooh, with no booze, so a virgin strawberry smoothie, and also 2 almond breezes, garçon. We are some wacky ladies, are we not? I love being young, hip, and very carefree.
Yeah, I feel like it would be sacrilegious not to eat a beignet in New Orleans. So we're gonna do that.
So they order some beignets, and then Gina says, I could not be happier that Tamara's not here to catch me in my fatty photo. I'll just take all the beignets you got back there.
So then we go to Tamara, and she's walking with Shannon and Emily, and Tamara's like, whoa, right there. That's what Teddy and I sat right at that table.
I know. This is like 4 weeks ago. So she's like, oh, my God. Last time I was at Café Du Monde, it was probably 4 weeks ago, I was here with Bronwyn and Teddy, which I did not realize about that Bronwyn was also in the mix in these trauma flashbacks. And she's like,
which Bronwyn was it?
I think it was Bronwyn Burke or Bronwyn Wyndham or whatever Bronwyn's name is these days. I think it was
look
her.
Look at that.
Look at Bronwyn. Never forget, she was always an ardent Tamara defender. We saw it with our eyes. So yeah. Tamara's saying that they were eating beignets. And then after that, that's when Teddy found out about her cancer. So it's a bittersweet feeling for her because it's like the last sort of moment of innocence, I guess you could say. So Tamara orders some beignets and, they go off and they eat she, Emily, and Shannon go off to eat their beignets on like a bench. So that means that Emily gets to be wacky. She's like, oh my God, I've got sugar all over me. Isn't this crazy? And she's like shaking and like, oh, sugar. I'm really dumb.
So wait, they all just went to Café Du Monde? Why'd they all have to go separate?
No. The French Market people went and got beignets at the French Market.
Oh, come on. Keep your food separate. Like, if you're going to go to separate places, get separate things because it confuses me in my head.
Yeah, because it's like a lot of beignets.
It's just a lot of beignets.
It's a lot of beignets. Yeah. I feel bad because we could have all gone as a group to have beignets and we didn't. I feel bad.
So Emily's like, look at me now. I'm covered in sugar. Oh, she shakes and like Pigpen just like dusts of sugar come off of her. And Tamara's just looking at her like, disgusting. It's snowing over here. So then with Shannon, say it again.
So it's like Jax's bedroom.
Yeah, it's like Ally Sheedy shaking off her head in Breakfast Club and all the dandruff falls off. It's the snow in the picture. Yeah. So Shannon's like, I mean, what am I going to do with Katie? What am I going to do? And Emily says, you know, just being different.
But she irritates me.
And they all laugh at her. And then meanwhile, with the other girl, the other girls, Heather's like, do you think you and Torquus... we'll get married, Gina.
Travis? Who? My boyfriend, Travis?
Don't know him. Do you think you'll marry that poor hairy person that you're living with in squalor?
I don't know. I mean, everyone keeps asking me that. And I just, like, don't know.
I'm like, do people keep asking you that? Do they? Anyway, do you need to get married?
I might. I mean,
and Heather's like, is it important to the kids? Because if it's not important, would they be interested in, I don't know, a role in the Dubrow estate? I don't know, washing silverware or doorknobs? Do they have to be available for your wedding?
What about you, Jenna? And Jen's like, I feel like kind of like you. Like, I don't know if I would have to be married again, but I think it's more for the kids and for Ryan, just because he wants to jerk off to me in a wedding bikini. So something I might do.
Whose kids would this be for? My kids. You have children? Yeah. Like, when you say that, do you mean like doggy children or like house plants? No, I've got like 6 children. I'm not sure I follow. You have children?
Yeah. How did you afford that? That's crazy. Wow. So Jen is going through her thing like, oh my God, what if I get married and it doesn't work out? I mean, oh God, thank God I'm married to someone completely stable, like a fuckboy who's next door to lives next door to Jack Tripper and seems certainly ready to settle down. What could go wrong?
His denim. Yeah. So then Katie shows up and Gina's like, what? Where did you come from? She's like, damn it. I don't want Katie here. And Katie's like, well, I was supposed to go eat beignets at Cafe du Monde. And then Shannon said, I'm not going if she's going and I feel safe around her. I don't feel safe around her. So I was like, well, I don't need to go. It's okay. You guys can go. And it's, by the way, Ronnie, reading this back, I was like, you know, it was sort of surprising to me because it felt like at the end of this episode, it felt like everyone turned against Tamara. And it was sort of surprising to me because it seemed like all season, everyone was very pro-Katie. I'm sorry, anti-Katie and pro-Tamara. And it's been frustrating. And I was surprised that there was this pivot. And I'm realizing, oh, here's why there was the pivot. Because Tamara essentially indirectly like did not stop. They're blaming Tamara for having Katie come over to ruin their side of the trip. Like, wait a second. We're not supposed to have Katie. This is Tamara's fault. Tamara could have shut this down and she didn't.
Down with like, Tamara. Well, they also made the mistake of Tamara made the mistake of sending Katie over to the, letting Katie go over to the enemy side where she could, you know, cavort with them before dinner and like lay the groundwork of how terrible Tamara is, which no one really needs to lay that groundwork because Tamara is terrible. But also Tamara just showing up wasted and Tamara getting caught yet again in some bullshit that everybody knows is just Tamara bullshit did not help her. You know, Tamara really got herself fucked over in this
episode. It was amazing. So Katie is there and Heather goes, so they all just got up and left you by yourself. Are we allowed to do that?
We can do that.
I've spent 3 seasons and I could have done this to Gina all this time.
Let's do it right now. Okay. Let's try it.
When my authentic praline arrives, just have them send it to the hotel. I'm leaving right now.
But this is ridiculous. I mean, Shannon has the right to be pissed, but Shannon's coexisting in this trip with Tamara. Tamara, the worst person on the planet. So what is she thinking? And Shannon is telling us, oh, really? Really? There is no comparison between that one and this one. Come on.
I mean, can't you just coexist with Katie for the sake of the trip?
Nope.
I mean, that is.
Nope.
That is not going to happen, America. No.
So now it's time to shop. Let's go shopping. Yeah. One group goes shopping, and Emily is still on the bench talking to the girls, and she talks about how she saw Jen the other day, and we went horseback riding, and she told me that you, Shannon, keep telling her, don't roll on me, like, roll on Tamara. And Shannon's like, roll on me, roll on, hey, don't roll on me. Don't roll on me, bro.
I was merely quoting my favorite singer, Steve Winwood. Roll with it, baby. Ba-doop, ba-doop. Right? Anyone? No?
So Shannon's like,
I was saying, don't take the roll from me. Do not take the last roll. That is my roll.
I was merely saying I have some Rolos, and please don't take them. Okay? They're a lovely snack.
Wait a minute, like you're trying to get people to turn on me. Is that what you're saying?
And Shannon's like, well, I would never say something like that. Well, she meant don't fuck me over and go make up with Tamara is what she meant.
Oh, wait, Shannon, she never said that?
And Shannon's like, I've
talked to her about my relationship with you and what happened between us last year. I don't think I will ever forget. I will never, ever forget that thing that happened that time. I don't remember it right now, but it was horrible. And it was a lot for me. I was at a very low point. I had just been assaulted by a house. A house! How dare you? How dare you?
I will never forget what you did to me, Tamara. Never for the rest of the days that I'm alive. I will never forget, which is why I am 100% on your side today. So Tamara's like,
I was at a very low point, and two of you at one time called me a drunk. There's only one of me, Shannon. Well, there were two that day.
It's like, well, I can totally understand how you feel that way, and that's why I don't really drink that much anymore myself.
And Tamara says, yeah, here comes Tamara's storyline.
I've learned that alcohol is not really good for me. Alcohol is very difficult when you're on the spectrum, and having one drink, okay. But if I go past that, that's when it gets nasty and dirty. And I say things that I don't mean. And my goal is to have conversations with people with no alcohol in me, bitch.
She goes, and you won't see me wasted ever. Ever. You're never going to see me wasted again, everybody. That's it. Me, Tamara Barney. Sober kind of person in New Orleans. The best place to go sober, suddenly.
And Shannon's like, well, you know, I did have a good time last night getting fucked up with you. She's like,
well, can't you let it go, Shannon? We have a 10-year friendship. A 10-year friendship.
And we know what Tamara's doing. This is what Tamara does every time she's rallying the troops to come stick it to somebody. You know, she suddenly starts coming up to people like, why aren't we friends?
I just don't understand it. We've always been such good friends. Okay, now go suck Katie on fire. Here's the match.
You know, I just can't jump back in. I cannot jump back in, Tamara. I can't do it.
But she does immediately because Shannon's a wuss and she does it every damn year.
Like right at that moment, she jumps back in and she says, yeah. I don't like fighting, but I'm not going to roll over either or roll on it as Jen seizes.
I just will not be hurt by you again. Are you braiding my hair? Yes, it's such lovely hair. I love you. I really do. I love you. I miss you so much, Shannon. You're such a good friend to me. We're such a good friend, Shannon. You want a hug? You want to skip down the street? Come on, Shannon. Love you, Shannon.
I am hopeful.
I know. It's so obvious.
I'm hopeful that Tamara's apology is authentic and we're not screaming at each other. We're coexisting. And let's just sit with that. Also, when I was sitting with that, I accidentally sat on my beignet. So does anyone have an extra one? I'm just curious.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So the other girls are shopping around and Katie's like, that's what we need. Look, there's sage. And Heather's like, a child holding sage. All right, put the child in the back trunk of the Uber. You know what? They're easier to train when their brains are still stretchy.
Oh, my God, sage. Finally, I can put my maid in this. What? Oh, you said sage. I thought you said cage. Never mind.
And Gina's like, oh, my God, it's a snow globe. I can get it from my daughter.
Who buys a snow globe on vacation? Like, who? Especially with a Real Housewife suitcase packed full of shit. You can't just put snow globes full of water in suitcases. Are they even allowing that now? Like, why can't I bring toothpaste onto a goddamn plane, but you can carry around a snow globe full of what looks like drugs?
I feel like a snow globe is a double infraction. It's a triple infraction. It looks like drugs. There's, I'm sure, more than 2.5 ounces of liquid. And on top of that, you could crack that open and become sharp glass and a weapon. So down with snow globes on a plane.
So then we see a flashback of Gina telling Gretchen and Jen about Tamara talking about a former fatty photo. So it's fatty photo time, guys. And Jen's like, oh, my God, this was driving me nuts in the trolley. I just felt like, you know, Heather's trying to stand up for Tamara. I'm like trying to defuse the situation. And we see a flashback. And Jen's saying, well, if someone came up to me and called me a single white female, she didn't call you a single white female to me. Anyway, that movie starred Bridget Fonda, who was thin and gorgeous. Can't we just take the gifts where they come?
And then we see a flash, like Heather's like, she never said to me that you're a single white female. And then we get a flashback within the flashback.
You know what? I call her a single white female. She seems like a single white female to me, bitch.
Well, whatever the picture is, I guarantee you that was a time in my life where I was home raising my family and I was not focused on myself. I wasn't focused on what I wore. I wasn't focused on a fucking gym. So she should probably take a playbook out of mine and take a note out of my playbook, was what I meant, and fucking raise her family. This whole, like, dumbing it down to make it seem like it wasn't that bad is bullshit. And I can't actually wait to see this picture. I cannot wait to see this picture, this fatty, fatty photo. Give me a fatty photo. I will live it. I will be on the cover of Good Housekeeping. Fatty photo all you want. I'm not ashamed of anything. Show me as a size 4. I dare you, Tamara.
So what? I was 3 pounds heavier at one point in my life wearing a flouncy dress. I don't care. Put me on Walrus Fancy. I'm proud of it.
It's like, it's such a, they keep showing the photo. First of all, I love how she is actually like it. This photo is plaguing her because I think she think there must be some, there's something she is like, she's trying to act like she's owning it, but she's also, I think, embarrassed. And I think she has this in her imagination, some photo where she's like a balloon or something like that. And they keep showing the photo and she looks completely normal. And it's just so funny. Oh, she's like, I can't, like, she's bringing it up to every, she's like obsessed now. Like everywhere she goes, she's like, sir, have you seen my former fatty photo? Ma'am, have you seen my former fatty photo? I need to see this thing. I need to find it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
She's like, well, I hope she doesn't show the clip that she's been showing.
This is Leonardo DiCaprio when Jen was raising him terribly. Look at everything she put into you.
It's like, that's what eating Gilbert Grape. Could we please not add into the conversation?
So now Tamara, Emily, and Shannon are in a car talking about going into a parade, the doggy parade, and the other car. The other women are riding along, and Heather's like, oh my God, Gina, you are shedding all over me. Oh my God, sorry, it's my coat. No, your poorness. I feel it shedding on me, and I'm very uncomfortable.
I feel the chill of this. Coupons next to me. Can somebody get me a sweater?
I'm starting to be able to smell things like penny savers. I need to get out of this car.
Well, it means a lot to me to be part of the Barkus Parade, which brings awareness to adopting dogs. Dogs that don't eat french fries because they're terrified of them. I feel like having a dog around helps me feel normal. They're therapy. I can't imagine life without dogs, which is why I've got a hot dog in my purse, everybody.
How do you think the dog feels? Emily's like, having a dog around me makes me feel normal. The dogs are like, get me out of this hell house.
So everybody talks about how they love dogs. And then we get to rescuing. And Shannon's like, well, I think that it's great that our group can go out and support rescuing animals. I wouldn't do it, but people do, apparently. So use dogs.
I mean, if we didn't have rescues, if we didn't believe in rescues, Gina and Emily wouldn't be here.
So then we find out that Gina actually has 2 non-rescues. She's like,
sorry, you know, I think that adopting animals is great. I do, and I fully support it. I just have like 2 very fancy doodles. And like, what are you going to do? I can't save everybody.
You've literally saved nobody, actually. Just save something. Something.
And what's the point of like paying so much
can for and recycle it? So save something.
Yeah. And what's the point of like buying 2 dogs that are so expensive just to like Sharpie on them like doodle on the side of their fur?
Why buy such expensive dogs just to put them in a stupid house? Put them in the bro's mansion. No, that argument had no logic. I thought I was going somewhere with it.
I did rescue a condo.
Shannon's like,
well, oh. I did buy some clearance items from Marshalls. Does that count as rescuing?
I rescued Archie from the 4 Seasons, so.
Speaking of which, would anyone mind if I added 4 seasonings to my beignet right now? I am just starving.
So, I got my coffee. So, So now they're marching in this parade, which looks actually really fun. And Emily's like, hi, everybody. Thanks for coming out to support Barkus. All of us have rescue dogs except for Gina. Here's photos of mine. I just was like waiting for someone to throw an egg at her. Like, boo, get off the stage. We want to watch the parade.
Yeah. And how did she just call to be part of this parade? But now she's like speaking for the whole parade, you know? And it's like, oh, look, everybody, here's two of mine. And Robin's like, and how important are they in your life? It's like, more important than my husband. Shane falls asleep on the couch the majority of the time. Togo sleeps in the bed next to me. It's also a sandwich chain. And we spoon. I mean, my dogs are my soulmates.
Well, this was fun. And by fun, I mean... Why are we doing free things on the street, Gina? Is there anything else to do? Gina's like, guys, I wanted to have a really fun day, so I found a restaurant that's going to let us pass out flyers with discounts on them.
Guys, we're going to go see the Voodoo Queen, Bloody Mary. Oh, well, about time we got a cocktail around here. No, that's her name, Bloody Mary.
So they go to this woman, another Ronnie Karam classic.
Totally. Like, she's like, welcome. I am Bloody Mary. Welcome to my voodoo shop. May the spirits will come and say hello. And if you turn around, there's a voodoo kabah.
This lady is terrifying. Is Bruce Valanche playing this lady? Like, she's like the mom from Hairspray.
It was like Bruce Valanche meets like Grace Under Fire. So it was whatever her name was again. I forgot. But, she was like very animated. Like, she clearly has a shtick that she does where she tries to like scare people, but also be like funny and fun. So like, okay, all right, we teach you how to feed the dolls and we tell them what to do and who they are. But everything that you do to the doll, do it with intention. It could be the man or woman that you're trying to lure into your life.
Like Travis.
Who is this Travis person that people keep talking about?
You dress them, we bless them. Well, I feel like Shannon's exhausted all other options of getting a man, so why not try voodoo?
Oh, please, you met your man on GChat.
I know. The least romantic of all the messaging services.
You weren't even dating your man, and your man was like, well, we're both single. I guess we should get married. And you said, okay.
Like, you have the least romantic story out of anybody on Housewives. Please save it. At least Shannon's out there trying.
Yeah. So Mary's like, now everyone, voodoo is not to harm each other, okay? But try to get what you want out of it.
So it's not evil?
And she goes, humans are evil. I made a bigger error. Okay, everyone, go in the courtyard. I love that she's like, voodoo's not evil. You all are the problem. We are the problem.
The dolls are scared of you. The dolls asked me to put a couple of pins in you, okay?
Oh, question. This reminds- Hello, television actress has a question for Mary. Bloody Mary.
Yeah, we need
Bloody. Do you have any voodoo dolls that have a resemblance of Wendy Malick? Is that a silly question? Because she does sort of look like a voodoo doll on her own. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm so sorry, man, but we're not allowed to make voodoo dolls actually working in high-quality networks at the moment. Damn it!
This
woman's really pressing my buttons!
Wait, is this true? Wendy Malick is working on a prestige program right now? What sort of voodoo
Harrison
is this?
Ford. With Harrison Ford, Ali, she's winning. Wendy Malick, the opposite of a voodoo doll.
Someone get Eric Stoltz on the phone. We need to do prestige together.
You want to work like Wendy Malick? You're going to need a few more pricks in you, honey. Get over here.
Terry, call the agents. Tell them we need to find any A-list actor over a certain age to be in some TV show on some program, preferably on the HG network. Do this right now, Terry.
Let them know that I know Josh Flagg.
Years ago, when we first started doing live shows, people would bring us like gifts and stuff. And I got a gift. I don't know what you got that year. She gave you something too, she gave me a voodoo doll of Tamra. It's a Tamra voodoo doll. And it even came with like little pins. It's like this little doll and it had Tamra's face printed on it. I still have that in my closet and I have it in my closet in Texas because I don't want to leave it out. Cause it just seems so weird. Like, who would keep a voodoo doll of Tamra? It's just bizarre, but I had to keep it. I couldn't get rid of it. So it's back there. I still have
the difference this is the difference between like the Ronnie people and the Ben people. Cause like you get voodoo dolls and people are like, Ben, I made you something that you could like put on your sewing machine. It's like, here's something to keep your fabric aligned. And for you, it was like voodoo doll for Tamara.
I love it. It's one of the best things I ever got. I'm keeping
it's great.
I'm going to be buried with it.
And that's no shade, obviously, to our listeners. I just think it's really funny, like what comes down what comes down the way for both of us.
So then we go to Shannon, Gretchen, and Tamara, and Mary's like, "So are you onlookers and not participants? Is that it? Okay, there's no such thing as an observer, and that goes for all of you. So once you're an observer participant. Okay, so you're part of this. So you can pretend you're not part of this, but you're part of this. Okay, lady with the ribbon in your hair, I'm looking at you. Okay, I'm looking at you, pencil with eyes." And Gretchen's like,
"Okay, well then I'm gonna leave."
And she says she's leaving because it's spooky, but we know she's leaving because she thinks it's satanic. Like,
yeah.
She's like, voodoo. I don't like voodoo.
Okay, sure. So I also think it's funny that this lady is like the ambassador for voodoo. Like, isn't like voodoo like born out of like Africa and like Haiti? And you have this like this old white lady be like, let me tell you about voodoo. It's sort of a funny ambassador. So Tamara is, but listen, I love Bloody Mary. She can be on the show any episode that I want. Any episode, any day, I should say. So Tamara's like,
if I don't have enough problems right now, I don't need any bad spirits.
I'm like, you are the bad spirit. You are the voodoo spirit. You are the pin that you're goes the into one. The doll.
Yes, you're the one that's infusing all those dolls. You're like the fucking spirit stone. What does he collect on the, what are the stones? You're like an infinity stone of evil. Like you're going to bring all of these things to life, you know?
Well, what is a voodoo doll going to do? I saw the Brady Bunch.
So I don't know what that means. Was there a voodoo episode of the Brady Bunch?
There must have been. Hmm. My first exposure to voodoo, I think, was like Indiana Jones and the Temple of Dune.
He's like, oh, we're going to find the spice, guys.
And wasn't there like a kid who like a young prince in there or some who was doing voodoo on people and people were like, and I was like, I love it. I want to do that to all my enemies as a child. I was like, sign
wouldn't
me
it be
up
so easy? Yeah. Just to torture people with a little doll. But she's reframing voodoo as like a goal setting thing. She's like, here's what voodoo is. Positive affirmations. No, that's not what voodoo is. Like, you need to steal someone's hair, glue it on something, stick them with a pin, and then watch them have a headache. You know, that's what voodoo is. That's what I've learned from movies. I didn't know voodoo was like, oh, wow, you get a doll and you tell it that you hope it gets a man. You know?
You know, I don't know how you do the voodoo that you do, but what a man. What a man. Gina is like, so they walk out. Basically, Shannon, Tamara, and Gretchen walk out, which is funny. And Gina's like, that's an interesting throuple to walk out. And she's not wrong. It is sort of hilarious. These like legacy members of the show, legacy blondes, are exiting stage left because they don't
want to like, voodoo.
People who love Jesus, come outside. Jesus left in space. We're not going to have any part of this.
I wouldn't say that I love Jesus, but I do believe that there is a beignet vendor out there, so I will join you.
I figured as long as we're having positive affirmations, I'm giving this doll a donut. Look, it worked.
Shannon just voodooed herself to have a donut.
Well, everyone, it's not my fault I had the donut. Unfortunately, the doll made me do it. So how does the doll want another donut? I guess so. The doll can't control herself. Have another donut, doll. Please don't take a photo of that doll.
A fatty photo of a voodoo doll. So Gina's like, what do you think they're talking about?
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, earlier today, Shannon and Tamara basically made up, and I just sat between them. I mean, they're not going to be best friends and braid each other's hair and spend the night in each other's room, but it was a step forward.
And Jen's like, listen, I want Shannon to do whatever she needs to do with Tamara, but Shannon, who's rolling on who now? Who's rolling on who now, Shannon?
It's true. So Gina's like, all right, well, one person made up with Tamara. That's pretty good. So then Tamara, the trio are outside, and Tamara's like, are they making voodoo dolls about us? Would that be funny? And you know, Shannon's like, well, unfortunately, I do think that they are, because I am feeling very compelled to go over to this Bengay vendor again. It's not my fault. I swear to God, they're voodoo on me, quite literally.
They're going to be possessed. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jen's voodoo doll was like, oh, let's make it look like Tamara.
And Jen's saying, yeah, well, if Tamara was to be making a voodoo doll of me, it would be like, my hair's longer.
Yeah, I'll use hair extensions for it. Jen's ugly. Yeah, I'll use a plastic surgeon.
Jen's fat.
Yeah, and I'm going to do fitness videos so I can be like Tamara.
Tamara's even mad about, like, the voodoo dolls copying her. So Shannon's like,
so what happened when Katie went over to your side at the French market? Tell me everything. Spill the deets, girlfriend. And Gretchen's like, oh, when she came up mad with us? Well, she just said that, like, you said that she's a criminal and that you don't want to be anywhere around. What? What? I never said the word criminal. I said she does illegal things and should be in jail because that is in her nature and that is her station in life as someone who does illegal things. I never said she was a criminal.
I just said she should be taken care of by the criminal court justice system.
And the criminal jorts.
Also, the jorts are criminal. Jorts are criminal.
We know that that was some voodoo. Whoever invented those was under the spell of voodoo. Jorts.
Well, I said you committed an illegal act, and I have said my piece with you, and there's not one fucking word that you can say to me that will change my mind. She recorded me, and that is against the law. And Gretchen goes,
oh, we're back to that. Well, I like Katie, and, you know, listen, in fairness, Shannon, you got a DUI, and that's illegal, too.
And she's like,
Oh, she just shut Shannon up right with that. That came so out of left field to me. I was not expecting Gretchen just to do that. And it was so good. I mean, because Shannon, like, do you want to be friends with people who commit legal acts? Well, you committed a DUI, which is way worse. She could have killed someone.
She literally shut Shannon up. I mean, Shannon was just like,
she shut me up. Okay. I mean, I went, Oh,
shit, shots are fired. I mean, that's the first thing I ever agreed with Gretchen on.
And so Gretchen's like, well, what do you think of the situation, Tamara?
She's like, well, I think maybe you give her another chance and she fucks up again, you know? Okay, well, says the girl where she just went and tried to get a story reported about you. She had a meeting with a woman.
A woman? Can you believe it? Of all the genders to meet with, she met with a woman.
So Gretchen is like,
who's that?
And Tamara's like,
Katie Monique, I don't even want to say it because it's so disgusting. Oh, God, that she met with Katie Monique.
So then Tamara's like,
I was warned about this story before we started filming. Somebody in the press reached out to me to let me know that Katie had lunch with a blogger. Can you believe it that I had to hear from a blogger that Katie has been meeting with bloggers? Awful. Just awful.
Her name is Katie Monique, and she said some pretty horrific things about me.
Okay, fine, but did Katie Monique repeat the things that she said? No. So why are you dragging her into it? I mean, Katie Monique's always been, like, she's always been so nice to people, I think. Yeah, right? I mean, of course, we're friends with her. We like Katie Monique, you know? So, I mean, maybe I'm not being, fair or whatever, but I've never heard her say anything evil. I've always thought she was very nice.
Kiki is great. We don't have to be fair. We're not the New York Times. We're not like reporting on the news. We can be biased. But also, I just can't take seriously a situation where you're mad at someone for talking to bloggers, and the way you found out is because you talked to two separate bloggers about it. So Tamara's like, she's like,
I told you, Katie said that you told her that I roofied you.
No, I had to rewind that three times so I could follow it. Okay. Tamara found out from someone who heard that Katie told Kiki, that Gretchen told Katie, that Tamara roofied Gretchen. I was like, let me process this. I'm like, I'm reading Thomas Pynchon right now. This is like so labyrinthine. But like, so here
you
already,
been this Bronson is Pinchot.
You are ridiculous.
If you want to be really smart,
you are ridiculous.
Come on,
ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous. Not you are. That's the Shannon version. You are ridiculous. That's a classic Bronson Pinchot.
Don't make me get it, all balky on you. I will do it.
Balky Bartakamos.
Congratulations. You've reached the end of part one of a two-part recap. For part two, go look for the recap that says part two. See you over there, suckers.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
She's our kind of mess. It's Jennifer. For Messer.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Que sera sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
Bringing the funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
We love her on the rocks, it's Melissa Cox.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. Tastier than Flanderson, it's Rachel Manderson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
It's our queen. It's Queen Laifa.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. Hail the cork master, the master of the cork, Jennifer Corcoran.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
Gee, it's Lisa H.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Neat, it's Ronit Feldman.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
It's always a good time when you're wasting time with Bravo.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.